Ashley Whitmer has battled addiction for most of her adult life.
I've been on drugs since I was 15 years old. I'm 32 now, and it's been nothing but made my life very hectic and caused a lot of problems in my life.
Those problems came to a head in 2012.
I got on bath salt when I was 22 years old, and I weighed 79 pounds. I got in a car accident in Dayton. I tried to run from the cops.
Whitmer is one of the first people to join Gemeinschaft Home's new residential program for women. After years spent in and out of jail, and without custody of her now 11-year-old daughter, she's determined to break the cycle.
But I'm staying here, I'm staying sober, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. So I'm proving to everybody that I can do it. It's brought my confidence back up to what it was a long time ago.
She was in Gemeinschaft's day reporting program, which offers counseling and support for both men and women as an alternative to incarceration. However, a long-term overnight option for women had been absent in Harrisonburg.
Years and years ago, they had two homes for women. And then in 2008 and 9, when the government cut federal funding for all sorts of programs.
Sharon Ringgold is Gemeinschaft's executive director.
So at that time, it forced Gemeinschaft to take a look at the funding cut because they cut the funding down to two-thirds. And so they had decided at that time they would close the two homes for women as well as four homes for men.
The men's house located off Mount Clinton Pike west of Harrisonburg was the only one to survive those budget cuts. Gemeinschaft started the day reporting program several years later, and within the first few months, the staff noticed that many of the women in the program needed a safer environment.
In the first couple of months, we didn't. We had like one or two women in the day reporting center. And then all of a sudden, within, 6 months or so, we jumped to like 21 women. And it was just like, wow. And listening to the stories of these women that some were homeless, some were pregnant and homeless.
Michelle Roberts is the case manager for the women's program. And recently, she's noticed that there have been more women incarcerated in the local jails.
I would say it's been trending up just by what I see coming, you know, the people come into the day report program, you know, the fact that Rockingham got full when they can hold a certain amount of women and that going over to Middle River. But it definitely, from talking to the women and having them come through the program, it has been growing.
The staff spent the next few years planning the program and searching for a house. They found it last year in a two-story, early 20th century brick house on Old South High Street in Harrisonburg, known in the community as the Dean House.
When I walked in, I just felt the presence. This would be the place for the women.
After a successful fundraising campaign last year, they were able to move in. They welcomed their first residents in February.
Well, this will be our big kitchen. Oh, this is the shared room.
The downstairs space is shared with a couple of other local organizations.
That's all our community space down here. And then we have the lovely upstairs.
And the women live upstairs. Just like the men's house, they share rooms and all of the other responsibilities that come with communal living, but also maintain a support system for each other.
If you're struggling, you have someone to call upon. You know, I tell them they can always reach out to me, but that can't be it all for them. And so I want them to be able to lean into each other.
They also have a scenic view of downtown Harrisonburg behind the house, although, coincidentally, that also includes the Harrisonburg-Rockingham Regional Jail.
I've been joking that if any of them act up, I'm going to bring them here because the jail is definitely directly across from us. That's my scare tactic right there.
That hasn't been a problem so far. And the women at Gemeinschaft hope to keep jail behind them, just as it is with the Dean House. Ashley Whitmer, again.
Being in jail, you only live once. And I just made a decision, and sticking to it 120%, that I'm not going back to that place. I don't want to be that person anymore. I don't want to be known as the girl that wrecked her car running from the cops on basalt and never changed. Stayed that person forever and didn't get her daughter back.
For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.